We about to talk some shit. Talk some shit. What up, what up, what up? You are tuned in to Talking Shh with Swag Lee
and Cammy B.
That's me. Over here, we walk it like we talk it, baby. Okay, and shh stands for staying humble, hustling hard. You know how we do. And we're going to be talking some shh today. What shit is we talking about?
Today we talking about flexing on the gram.
Oh, Lord, the gram.
Social media. Yes.
How do you feel about social media? I have a lot of thoughts towards social media. Like, I like it, I love it, and I have my days with it where it becomes tricky for me. And sometimes, if I'm honest, it causes me a lot of anxiety because all those posts and all those captions and all the edits and all the this and that and all the filters, it's just like it's overwhelming, it's too much, and I don't want to do it. It makes me want to take a nap. That was me venting. Even though, follow me at Officially Cammy. I mean, hey, we gonna talk about it. Shit, go on and follow me. And if I'm going through all of that stress, please like my pictures and leave a comment.
Okay, yeah, all right. Do all that, please.
All right,
please.
So anyways, that was me. I had a really, that was a moment.
Carry on. I'm Ty Swagger Lee on everything.
Okay, there you go.
On everything.
Hey, okay, well, it's I'm on everything, too. But, easy. All right, so the gram for me, I do feel like is a big flex. It is a big highlight reel. Do you feel the same way? Because I mean, if I'm even honest, I have issues like being completely transparent on there. I feel like I do have to present like my best self always, or the highlights of everything. Like, I just got honest about certain things in terms of like, you know, some days are not your best days. And sometimes you get on your story and you're open and talking about that. But at one point I was not open that way. And I think a lot of people do flex, like, because flexing to me ain't just about, okay, you're posting all your Chanel bags and you're always sexy. Flexing could also be, you know, you acting as if you're completely happy and we know you're not.
Yeah, I think a lot of it, I think social media as a whole makes people feel like they have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more so because of the cruelty behind social media. The cruelty of the comments.
Okay.
The cruelty
of,
you know, people that, you know, hide behind social media in order to talk as much shit as they want to.
That's a word.
You know, so, you know, people's feelings, you know. And
that is true. I feel
like
a lot of people are.
Suicide rate and stuff that went up because of social media and different things like that. It's all because of the perception. And, you know, perception controls a lot of things.
So. Yeah, I think most things. And I think in this American society where everyone is so hypersensitive to anything and everything, it just makes it really hard to completely be yourself because we all have opinions. And a lot of time they are contradicting. But I think that we're afraid to even put it out there anymore because you might get bashed. You might be, you know, ostracized.
Yeah, I mean,
you might lose your job.
The pressure is ridiculous, you know, as we see. You know, with the DaBaby and Dave Chappelle. And
right. Let's not even get...
Pressure,
we can't get on that. That's a lot.
The pressure is ridiculous. But I am one of those Chappelle mentality type people.
And once again, I am too. But I get scared to say that. Because
yeah,
then,
well,
but, like,
thanks to how I was built and who I was built around, I ain't never biting my tongue.
Okay, and
I
ain't
never apologize.
But see,
if I said it, I said it, and I mean it. And I mean, I don't care. Like, I be feeling like they're trying to cancel Chappelle.
They're trying.
His fan base is too big.
Netflix did say they wasn't going to though.
Netflix. It doesn't matter what Netflix do. The fan base is too big.
Mm.
Like it's certain people. You can do all you want to. You're just not gonna stop it. You know,
right.
you can say what you want to, but you're not gonna make me stop listening to him or make me not want to see him or make me,
that's true,
you know,
right.
Media can pressure it to the point to where they completely remove your content, like how they did Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
Like, you can't find the Cosby Show almost anywhere, but if it was on, I'd be watching it.
Yeah.
If I had, you know, the licensing to run it on TV networks that I have access to, I'd put the Cosby Show right back up.
Well, there you
know
have
what I'm saying?
It.
But it's just...
But then they're going to be attacking you.
Let them attack.
Okay.
Like none of that bothers me because
okay.
Life is just a what it has become is a bunch of damn opinions. And
well, also a lot of people aren't as strong as you. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like people get really careful and they end up faking the funk, because it's easier to fake a likable opinion versus a true one that is against what everyone's going with.
Yeah.
You know, because even for me, I feel like I have to be pretty safe. You know, there's certain things I do want to say, but I just don't. And like you said, it's just like, I don't want to be attacked. I don't want to lose out on a job. And also being someone who is newer to the game, you got to be really careful, you know? And
I mean, the pressure. The pressure's there. The pressure then is applied to the advertisers, or is applied to the sponsor companies. And, you know, then they feel like they have to change up and, you know, not be affiliated with you based on this, that, and other. But, you know, I am just against all of it. And if you didn't do anything that was truly physically detrimental, or, you know, one-on-one, what's the right word, dangerous or hurtful to someone,
Then
mind your business, especially if it was a joke.
Right. But a lot of people don't take jokes well, clearly, anymore. Because, I mean, if we're only talking about Dave Chappelle right now, but think about the history of comedians. Like, a lot of the brunt of their jokes were about gay people, or were about, you know, whites and blacks. I mean, everyone touched on these kind of things way before now. Why now?
But people are sensitive about things that wasn't even sensitive in the day. Like, we used to Jones on each other all day.
Right.
But you can't Jones now, because everybody, swear to God, you know, they gonna try to cancel you because you Jones don't.
That's what I'm saying.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it seems like there's too much wearing your feelings on your sleeve.
Exactly.
Today, and then they want to try to exploit or push that to the press. You know,
right.
Well, like I said, you know, with me, you go catch the right one, because
you don't give a fuck. I don't
give two damn about nothing.
Can we say that word?
Ooh. I mean, say whatever we want to say.
Right.
I'm not
no.
famous enough to have to worry about it at this point.
I feel you. I feel like that's why we get a lot of curated types of, I don't know, celebrity or whatever. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I think that most of them do have people running these Instagrams and stuff like that. A lot of people are doing it themselves, but a lot of people are curating it towards their celebrity, towards whatever, you know? And you can't say everything. You just can't. Because if you want to keep them checks running, you just got to really keep it cute. And sometimes you thought you did, and you actually did slip, and you lost your job. So it's like you have to be extremely careful, because yeah, I think a lot of people's intention is not to hurt people.
And that's where the job stuff comes into play, which is why you have to be able to create your own.
Hello.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I feel like, you know, being a boss and establishing your own to whatever level that is. If it's only a YouTube channel, if it's only an IGTV
mm-hmm.
channel.
Mm-hmm. If at it's least only, it's your brand, you know, your money, right.
Or if it's to the level of a Nick Cannon, where they tried to cancel him, and then you see what he's done, flipped that whole thing into. It's all about, you know, your ability to control yourself.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And be able to, you know, push that narrative more so than what somebody's trying to push on you or force you to do.
Okay, I feel that. So, like, with the gram, though, when it comes to, I guess, say a female, and, you know, she's very showy. I feel like there's a lot of ass and titties on the gram nowadays. How do you feel about that? Because I feel like at one point in my life, I mean, I'm not even that old, but, like, niggas used to be hyped just using them bra and panty pictures. Like, oh, shit, dog, you know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, they ain't even flinching no more, because, I mean, you just go to the gram, and it's just there, bam, ass.
Snapchat is worse.
Ooh, baby. I don't even be on the Snapchat
Twitter
like that.
Twitter is just... Twitter,
I heard Twitter.
Snapchat.
Somebody literally told me Twitter is like a little porn site.
Both
key.
Of them. Twitter and Snap is just straight up porn. It's just... Listen, it's just...
When did this happen? When did the morals go out the window?
When people got the ability to control what they put out.
And then let's not even get into OnlyFans. I mean, that shit.
Yeah, well...
Ooh, that's a whole nother... You giving me some little side faces. What you be on OnlyFans? You got a subscription?
The thing about that, I just feel like, you know, it's an attentive thing, and if women are craving, or men are craving that kind of attention,
mm-hmm.
then you're gonna put up what you feel brings the most attention. So,
and I think that's another thing. People who were never famous, people who would never have had a name, people who would never have a blue check or whatever, are now that because of posting just, I guess, the right kind of pictures, but you know what I mean? Yeah. So I feel like once someone starts posting, maybe it was a girl who literally never took her clothes off, but she starts slowly. Okay, now I'm taking off my top. Oh, shit, I got 100 extra legs. Ooh, now that's a little booty cheek. Ooh, now that's titty cleavage. Ooh, now we got 500. I think it's like a feeding into your ego constantly, and then it becomes more and more and more to the point where now, now I'm naked. I mean, that's kinda, because I don't think everyone starts off just, hey, I'm some out here. Some of them do. Some okay, of them, yeah, you're but right.
That's
you're
the
right.
drug of fame.
Yeah.
You know, fame is one of the most powerful, addicting drugs in the world. You know what I'm saying? And once people get a taste of it, they're Ooh. Willing to do anything.
Yeah, you know? And I think that's the thing that Instagram has now exposed people who would never have fame. Now yeah. they have the possibility of it and also making money, too. Yeah. So, I mean, even with young girls, I'm mentoring this young girl, and I was asking her what she wants to be when she grows up. I mean, you know, you used to hear doctor, veterinarian. Oh, I want to be
a stripper now.
Oh, she absolutely said a stripper to me. Yeah. And I was like, is she joking? She was not joking, no. dog. And I'm just like, so since when was that cool? Because I'm not mad at strippers either. Now, I'm not even going to be that girl because I think everybody has a reason for whatever they do. And I support you. If that's it, then let's go and get it, girl. Okay, I'll throw you some dollars. You know what I'm saying? But I also think that most of them, when I have talked to strippers, that's not their actual goal. That's the intermediate goal to the next one. But for a young girl to not understand that yet, and all she's seeing is the success in the limelight from what a stripper looks like, now she's aspiring to be that, not knowing that in the interim there's shit that happens and it's not that cool and, you know, whatever. You get what I'm saying? It's just like, it's just sad. And also, too, now it's, you know, I want to be TikTok famous or I just want to have a YouTube channel. And nothing's wrong with that, but I should think that there should always be a foundation of something else a little bit more grounded, if that makes sense. I don't know. It just
I don't have any boundaries on people being creative and putting it on whatever they want to put it on.
Yeah, I mean, being creative about it is one thing, but just feeling like, oh, I'm just going to do that and do
them,
it.
To them, that's creative. I guess. You know, stripping is just, to me, depending on how you're doing it,
mm-hmm.
you know,
your reasons.
It's a money build in one way. It's a attention build in another way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a withdrawal and escape for yeah. some in another way.
Do you feel like social media is?
It feeds it because it's constantly cash. For stripping is the female mm-hmm. drug game. Ooh. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that's what stripping is. If you into fast money, yeah. you know, dudes is out here being D-boys and women out here stripping. And that's the fast money. Like, mm-hmm. that's the way it clicks.
That's real.
You know, that's just the way
it.
The life rolls, if that's what you're trying to do. Everything else is going to take a little time. You know, you got to build other things. You got to build a brand. You got to build a product. You got to manufacture the product.
That's like
you
got to
sell
quick.
The product. Like, that's not quick money. You know, so it's different things.
And I think everybody out here trying to find quick money at the end of the day. And I think that's why social media, TikToks, and all these things, because it looks as if, oh, if I just dance and hit a bop da bop bop, I can get me a check. You know what I mean? I mean, kind of is that simple. I need to dance a little more myself. Shit. I'm trying to steal my check. I'm talking shit. But if they ran my check, I'd be bopping a little more, but I keep my clothes on. You know, but I do think that for me, as someone who, like I said, is a mentor, when I hear that, it's just a little disappointing. And I do think it comes from just the time that we live in, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's too much fronting and what comes along with it. Like,
that's what I'm saying, especially too. I don't think they understand what actually happens in the interim of that lifestyle, even to your own mentality. To be a stripper is a certain mentality you got to go on stage with every fucking night. You got to get your mind right for that.
Yeah, there's only a few that go on stage sober. There's only a few. Most of them are drinking or high most of the time. But there are a few who are able to just go out there, get their bag, and go to the crib and put it towards whatever they're building. So to each his own. It's definitely a different situation out here. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I know women who are, you know, like the fame, like I'm telling you about. We know how expensive L.A. is.
Yeah.
How expensive New York is. Right. How expensive Miami is.
Right.
So you'll go to these cities and you'll see these bad bitches,
mm-hmm.
you know, with their thongs on, their ass out, you know, doing titty Tuesdays and all that good old stuff that they do, and which is fine, you know, that's what you want to do, but
You're only seeing the outside.
Well, it's not just that. It's the fact that you're portraying something that you totally not living.
Okay.
Like, I know...
That's how I feel about the gram. People are portraying, but they're not living.
I know some super bad women in L.A. who drive 1934 get out and push looking cars. I mean, dents, you know, barely moving. They'll park four blocks away from the club and walk up so don't nobody see the car. Mm-hmm. But when they get in the club, oh, you better not approach them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Them also the same ones that's running behind every celebrity nigga. You know, right. Every basketball player, every athlete. And they fine as hell, so niggas ain't really paying attention.
Right.
Then you got the girls who, you know, getting, portraying that they got something. So the girls who, like I know a girl who had a brand new 750i BMW.
Uh-huh.
Big body, custom, super kit.
Laced out.
We went to her crib.
Oh, no.
This girl ain't got no furniture.
Nah.
Not a piece of furniture. Sleeping on a pallet.
Nah.
Clothes not piled up in the corner. Like.
So, first of all, why the hell she invited y'all to the house?
Had a son sleeping on the floor.
No, sir.
Right?
I can't believe that.
No, she invited us. How could she have no choice? Her car. Something had happened to her car, so we had to mob through to go do whatever, and the nigga went upstairs to get some, get some water.
She was so embarrassed. Front.
Then you go to another the bad girl's house. They six deep in a one-bedroom apartment, all sharing one closet. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, but I think these fall under some guys' situations as well. Oh, there's a lot of niggas who walk eight blocks with their raggedy car and then show up with they fake ice on and, you know what I'm saying, trying to impress
and they scam credit cards and they go in the club and run up the table on and then, all of that.
Yeah, I think it's mutual. Men and women are doing it, for
sure. Absolutely, every day.
You know?
And it's a sad situation.
Yeah, because people be really flexing on the gram hard.
With they Sharpstown Mall kiosk jewelry on.
Kiosk jewelry. You know what I'm saying? I do know what you're saying.
I just like they really, you know, running around here with some, you know, rose gold, you know, 10, 12 carat diamonds. And just like, bro, sit down somewhere.
I'd rather you just be yourself. But that's what it's hard understand. To be out here is to be yourself.
I don't understand
that. Are you who you post to be? You know what I'm saying? You catch it? Post, P-O-S-T?
Yeah.
You got that?
I
mean, that's a good question, though. Are you? I think I am. I'll say that. I really don't flex. I'm not really ever here out there doing anything I'm not really doing in terms of what I show on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm like I said, there might be days where maybe I'm actually in the house with a head wrap on, but the picture that actually went up was last week when I was cute in the club. Now, that happens often. And honestly, girls, I'm going to tell you, because I think most of us really are like in the house, no makeup, sweatpants, head wrap on, and you don't want to post those pictures. So on that day, you need to have you a cute little archive, ladies. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's my trick. Have you a cute archive so the nights you do go out, you put your makeup on, you beat. Now, if you know you don't want to go out all week, girl, then take you a couple angles, a couple different places. So we got content all week. Period. That's your Cammy B little note for Instagram.
I don't post enough. Yeah. I don't do a lot of stuff enough. Which is, you know, what my team yells at me about. Because, you know, as a businessman, you become a brand even though you don't want to. Are you like me? I'm not a fame seeker, so I never cared about things. I don't really talk about my exploits or name drop or do none of that type of stuff. I just do me.
And I think that's a lot of...
But society is forcing...
Yes, and that's what I mean.
Forcing me to now be more...
I think it's forcing everyone in any profession where, you know, if you were a hairstylist or if you were doing nails, you could literally just pull up and get your hair and nails done. Now they have their ring lights. They recording the whole process. Yeah. We time-lapsing while I'm getting my hair done.
Yeah.
It's like they're forced to now be out there where those professions were not something that were ever on the scene as that, you know? And I think there's a lot of people who are in those jobs who are, like, real introverts. So it's having to force people to be... Hey, here I am. Come support my business. Okay, now I'm taking selfies. Now I'm here. Now I'm there. And I don't know if everyone really likes that. I've run into some people who really are just like, oh my God, I guess I have to start a page. And I'm like, yeah, actually, I think you do.
Yeah.
Because it's the way of the world. And it's kind of your business card at this point.
Yeah.
You know, like if you that can't and show Google. And tell, then they don't think you're doing anything. Yeah.
That and Google.
What? Google what?
If they can't Google you.
Oh, and they can't Google you.
Yeah, you know. Everybody live off of Google, not knowing
if
Google.
You're not Googleable.
Google ain't nothing but press, like you idiots. Like, Meaning simply, I could put out, I took Halle Berry to dinner, and if a reporter pressed that, put that in the press, that's going to be on Google all day, every day, true or not.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, people don't get, Google ain't nothing but press, man. Like, it's, it don't make it true.
Right, because they definitely lying up there about people's salaries and everything, too.
People got to stop with all that. Like, it's the most annoying thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, you know, literally I've had to call a celebrity in the middle of a meeting to prove that I did something. Because they couldn't Google it.
Right.
You know, and it's not even, you know, that serious. You know, thank you, Neo, for being available at that time, my nigga, because you did bring me that check.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, it's just, it's crazy that it has to, you have to do all that. When,
exactly.
But I guess there's so many liars and scammers out here, too.
It is. It really is.
You know, you have to be careful, I guess, how you're spending your money. So
you
got to
be careful.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, social media is a lot, but I think we can't avoid it. I think it's one of those things that you better get with it or you better get lost, because it's happening and it's only going to expand. There's going to be something new. I mean, we got TikTok now, but there's going to be something else next year. And I mean, there already is something right now. I just can't keep up with all of it. I've also feel like, for me, my thing is like, all right, which platform am I generating the most feedback and the most community from? I'm just going to pick that, because it's a lot to have to say. I got a TikTok, virtual reality, Twitter,
next.
I got a...
Virtual reality is next.
What do you mean?
It's going to a place now that, you know, everybody's going to be creating their own little avatars. And,
yeah, no, you're right. And that's a little
inside
scary.
Of stuff and doing stuff with people inside of alternative worlds and different things like that. Like, that's what's coming. So,
I mean, now we're Meta now. It's not even Facebook, you know? Yeah. So it's an interesting world out here, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like as long as you're staying true to yourself, as long as you are, you know, being honest, then keep on posting, baby. But I'm not here for the flexers. I don't like that. I don't think it's cool. Just be yourself. Keep it real.
All day.
All day. We keep it real. We be talking shh. We be staying humble. We be hustling hard. You already know.
Every day.
We gotta go.
That's flexing on the gram for you.
Flexing on the gram.